Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government aims at making India a developed country with a vision beyond vote bank politics. Campaigning by political heavyweights acquires high pitch in Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly elections. At least five Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. National Press Day being observed across the country today. Air quality in Delhi NCR deteriorates to enter severe category. Shallow fog to continue during night and morning hours for the next 2 days. And in hockey, India to take on China at ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Bihar this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the government's goal is to transform India into a developed nation with a vision that goes beyond vote bank politics. Addressing the gathering at the Leadership Summit, organized by a private media organization, Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is working with the mantra of progress for the people and by the people, underlining that when the people trust their government, the impact on the development is profound.
हमारी सरकार का परपज बड़ा है हम प्रोग्रेस ऑफ द पीपल प्रोग्रेस बाय द पीपल प्रोग्रेस फॉर द पीपल के मंत्र को लेकर चल रहे हैं हमारा उद्देश्य नया भारत बनाने का है भारत को विकसित बनाने का है और जब हम इस विराट लक्ष्य को लेकर निकल पड़े हैं तो भारत की जनता ने भी हमें अपने विश्वास की पूंजी सौंपी है
He further highlighted that the state of uncertainty kept Jammu and Kashmir engulfed in violence for 7 decades, but the contrast today is that newspapers across the country are reporting about the record-breaking voting in the region. Mentioning about the Bodo Cultural Festival, the Prime Minister said the lives of these people have changed with the Bodo Peace Accord. Mr. Modi pointed out that times have changed and now it is the terrorists who feel unsafe in their own homes. Mr. Modi further underlined that in 2014, the country's union budget was around 16 lakh crore and today it stands at 48 lakh crore rupees. He mentioned that the capital expenditure has now exceeded 11 lakh crore rupees, with funds being allocated to new schools, research facilities and the rail sector.
2013-14 में हम कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर में करीब 2.25 लाख करोड़ रुपए खर्च करते थे लेकिन आज का कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर 11 लाख करोड़ से ज्यादा है ये 11 लाख करोड़ रुपए आज नए अस्पताल नए स्कूल सड़क रेल रिसर्च फैसिलिटी ऐसे अनेक पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर खर्च कर रहे हैं पब्लिक पर खर्च बढ़ाने के साथ ही हम पब्लिक का पैसा भी बचा रहे हैं
Mr. Modi also pointed out that the governments after independence did not instill the energy needed for taking risks, but in the last 10 years, the youth have developed strong risk-taking ability.
अब बीते 10 सालों में देश में जो परिवर्तन आए हैं, उन्होंने भारत के नागरिकों में risk-taking culture को फिर से नई ऊर्जा दी है। आज हमारा युवा हर क्षेत्र में risk-taker बनकर उभर रहा है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the efforts of the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra, highlighting its focus on empowering every section of society. In virtual interaction with BJP workers from Maharashtra under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot program, Mr. Modi underlined that the people of Maharashtra were highly satisfied with the 2.5 years of governance under the Mahayuti government. He also praised the relentless dedication of BJP workers, noting that for several months they have been working tirelessly for what he described as the greatest tapasya or sacrifice of democracy. Maharashtra is set to go to the polls on the 20th of November and the counting of votes is scheduled for 23rd November. In Jharkhand, political heavyweights from both the NDA and India blocs are crisscrossing the state to garner support for their party's candidates for the second phase of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah alleged Hemant Soren government is treating tribals for vote bank only. Addressing an election meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Dumka, Mr. Shah said the UPA government did not allocate funds for the welfare of tribals of the state.
सिर्फ आदिवासियों का नाम लेकर आदिवासियों का वोट प्राप्त कर भ्रष्टाचार करने का काम करे हेमंत बाबू यूपीए की सरकार थी जिसको आपका समर्थन था इसका अंतिम बजट उसमें आदिवासियों के लिए जनजातियों के लिए सिर्फ 28,000 करोड़ रुपया और मोदी जी ने इसको बढ़ाकर 1,33,000 करोड़ रुपया करने का काम नरेंद्र मोदी जी।
While addressing an election meeting at Jamtara, senior BJP leader and assembly co-in-charge Hemanta Biswa Sarma accused Hemant Soren for making false promises. Mr. Sarma said election is the right time to dethrone the Hemant Soren government.
क्या बोले थे हेमंत सोरेन कि 5 लाख युवाओं को नौकरी देगा? क्या आपका घर में किसी को नौकरी मिला? बहू और बेटा का शादी होने में सोने का सिक्का मिलेगा? किसी को मिला सोने का सिक्का?
On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the BJP of threatening his government while addressing an election meeting at Dumka. Mr. Soren accused that the centre has activated ED and CBI during ongoing elections in the state.
एक साल से यहाँ कई मंत्री यहाँ पर चक्कर लगा रहे हैं, हमारे सरकार बनने के दूसरे घंटे से ही सरकार गिराने में लगे ये लोग धन बल के दम पर चुनाव को अंजाम देना चाहते हैं। आज जब राजनीतिक लड़ाई ये नहीं सक पाते हैं तो ईडी सीबीआई इनकम टैक्स जितने भी संवैधानिक संस्था है सभी को चुनाव में सक्रिय कर रखा है। आज पूरे राज्य में ये लोग पूरी ताकत के साथ विपक्ष के लोगों को कमजोर करने का डराने का धमकाने का भी लगे हुए।
कांग्रेस प्रेसिडेंट मल्लिकार्जुन खड़गे इज होल्डिंग पब्लिक मीटिंग्स इन जामतारा एंड खिजरी। आरजेडी लीडर तेजस्वी यादव विल ऑल्सो एड्रेस अ गैदरिंग एट गोड्डा। The second and final phase of voting will take place on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of this month. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Digar's constituency in Yavatmal district, from where the sitting minister Sanjay Rathod is contesting. More from our correspondent.
Shiv Sena's Sanjay Rathod has been a four-term MLA from Digras constituency in Yavatmal district of Western Vidarbh. He is handling the food and drug portfolio in Eknath Shinde's cabinet. In 2014, Sanjay Rathod defeated Nationalist Congress Party's Vasant Guiketkar, while in 2019, Rathod defeated independent candidate Sanjay Deshmukh. Following the shift in Shiv Sena, in 2022, Sanjay Rathod joined Shinde's faction of Shiv Sena. This year, Congress has fielded former state president Manikrao Thakre against him. After almost 20 years, these two rivals, Manikrao Thakre and Sanjay Rathod, will lock horns with each other in this electoral battle. Digras constituency has over 3,44,000 voters, and this constituency faces issues like cotton and soybean crop prices, drought relief and unemployment in the region due to lack of industries. This is Himangi Kulkarni with Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Chhattisgarh, at least 5 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of BSF, Special Task Force, SDF and District Reserve Guard was on a search operation in North Abujmad area of Narayanpur district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, an encounter took place in which Maoists were killed in the gun battle. Security forces have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoists. Apart from this, a large number of arms and ammunition have been recovered from the spot. 2 security personnel were injured in the exchange of fire. The search operation is still going on in the area. 3 bodies out of 10 newborns who lost their lives in the fire incident at Maharani Lakshmi Bai Medical College Hospital, Jhansi, yesterday are yet to be identified. Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Brajesh Pathak said DNA tests will be conducted to identify 3 of the 10 newborns if required. We have more from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and several other leaders have expressed grief over the tragedy and conveyed their condolence to the families of the victims. PM has announced an ex gratia of Rs 2 lakhs from Prime Minister National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased, and the injured will be given Rs 50,000. CM Yogi Adityanath has also announced a financial aid package with Rs 5 lakh for the families of the deceased and 50,000 for those seriously injured. The CM has sought a report on the incident from Jhansi Divisional Commissioner and DIG. Strict action will be taken against those found guilty. Principal of Maharani Lakshmi Bai Medical College in Jhansi, Naren Singh Sengar, informed that 16 injured children are receiving medical care and have minor injuries. The children under treatment are stable. The fire believed to have started due to a short circuit in an oxygen concentrator. The fire spread quickly in the NICU, where over 50 newborns were being treated. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
7 people, including 6 members of a family, were killed in a tragic accident at Bijnor in Uttar Pradesh this morning. The incident took place in Thampur area on Dehradun Nainital National Highway when a speeding car hit a 3-wheeler. Abhishek Jha, the SP of Bijnor district, told Akashvani News that 6 members of a family were coming back from Muradabad to their hometown Tibadi in a 3-wheeler when the car hit their vehicle. The car driver and another person were injured and admitted to hospital. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed deep sorrow over the incident. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla highlighted that Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG, is working with great transparency and its credibility and authenticity are now recognized globally. Addressing the 4th Audit Divas in New Delhi today, Mr. Birla mentioned that he witnessed people from different countries coming to India to study the Indian auditing system. He said these visitors learn from the Indian system and try to adopt it in their own countries. Audit Divas is celebrated every year on the 16th of November to commemorate the inception of the institution of CAG and its contribution towards good governance, transparency and accountability. National Press Day is being celebrated across the country today to honour the essential role of a free and responsible press in society. It was on this day in 1966 that the Press Council of India began its operations as a moral watchdog to ensure that the press maintains high standards and is not unduly influenced or threatened. The day not only celebrates the achievements of the press, but also reinforces the responsibility it carries in building a more informed and transparent society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a 5-day visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana today. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said this will be his first visit to Nigeria, which is India's close partner in the West African region. Mr. Modi noted that his visit will be an opportunity to build upon the strategic partnership, which is based on a shared belief in democracy and pluralism. The air quality in Delhi NCR has deteriorated to the severe category, with an air quality index AQI of 407 recorded at 1 p.m. this afternoon. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in Delhi's Shadipur station was recorded at 462, Bhavana at 438, Anand Vihar at 436, Alipur at 438, Ashok Vihar at 439 and Rohini at 426. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during night and morning hours over the next 2 days. In hockey, India will lock horns with China at the ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Bihar this evening. The match will begin at 4:45 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government aims at making India a developed country with a vision beyond vote bank politics. Campaigning by political heavyweights acquires high pitch in Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly elections. At least 5 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. National Press Day being observed across the country today. Air quality in Delhi NCR deteriorates to enter severe category. Shallow fog to continue during night and morning hours for the next 2 days. And in hockey, India to take on China at ongoing Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Bihar this evening. With that, we end the midday news.